KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:01, we have a mostly cloudy sky, and it's 35 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy today with a high of 55. Could see some areas of fog this morning as well. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Call 641-745-5253. Well, if you're dreaming of a warm Christmas, your dream is going to come true. National Weather Service meteorologist Brooke Hagenhoff says temperatures in the 50s will be the norm for the next couple of days or so.
We got a little taste of it here this weekend with some 50s, and that'll continue here through at least midweek Wednesday, even into Thursday here before things start to cool off again.
The forecast is calling for a high in the mid-50s on Christmas Day.
It's pretty unusual. Normal highs for this time of year are generally in the low 30s. The record high, at least for Christmas Day in Des Moines, is 58, and that was set in 1936.
She says a small area in the far northern portion of the state is the only place that might not see 50s.
While we're not quite going to get to those record highs, we're certainly much warmer than normal. It's pretty rare to be this warm around the holiday season.
Here in Atlantic, if we reach our predicted high of 55 degrees or greater, we will have tied or surpassed the record set for this date back in 1893 and 1964 at 55 degrees. Now, Hagenhoff talks about the weather pattern that's causing this warmth.
We've got a pretty big ridge of what we call high pressure, and that's allowed for a lot of southerly flow up out of Mexico and the Gulf of Mexico. So a lot of the central U.S. across a lot of the Midwest and even into some of the northern plains are getting quite a bit of this warmer air here in place, which has allowed for temperatures to really soar through a lot of this week.
Temperatures toward the end of the week will fall a bit, and there is a chance for some snow.
We are looking at a system that should be coming here kind of late this week into the weekend, that'll drop our temperatures down a little closer to normal for this time of year. Right now, there's quite a bit of variability as far as what to expect. We could see a little bit of snow, maybe some rain mixed in.
Hagenhoff said the precipitation mix could hit right around the time that people are heading back from their Christmas visits.
Anyone that has travel plans here for the weekend, maybe returning from holiday travel, is going to want to keep an eye on this. We don't have quite the details we want yet, just because it's several days out. So it'll be something to keep an eye on as we fine-tune the forecast for the weekend.
One thing she is sure of, those who procrastinated in their Christmas shopping won't have to worry about going out in wintry weather.
Any last-minute shopping runs that people need to make should have excellent weather for that, nice and warm and dry.
But those who like a white Christmas, well, looks like you'll have to wait until next year. Well, a collision at an uncontrolled intersection in Creston Saturday morning resulted in a total of $16,000 damage to the vehicles, but no one was hurt. Authorities say a 2006 Saab driven by 51-year-old Rusty Provance of Creston was traveling south on Maple Street at the same time a 2020 Ford F-250 pickup driven by 22-year-old Colton Bredberg of Creston was traveling east on Page Street. The front end of the Saab struck the left side of the pickup. That accident happened around 10:37 a.m. Following the impact, the pickup struck a tree and came to rest on private property. Both drivers were checked out by EMS personnel. Provance was cited for failure to yield to a vehicle on the right, while Bredberg was cited for failure to show proof of insurance. Accident related. Mills County Sheriff's Office reported yesterday three arrests. On Monday morning, 33-year-old Amanda Faye Malm of Glenwood was arrested for driving while barred and failure to provide proof of financial liability. Sunday afternoon, 41-year-old Myron Brandon of Pacific Junction was arrested at the Mills County Sheriff's Office for violation of an order, contempt of court. And Friday afternoon, 37-year-old Amberlee Wilmots of Newmarket was arrested at the Page County Jail on a Mills County warrant for theft in the fifth degree. Officials of the Iowa Insurance Division's Fraud Bureau say a man from Northwest Iowa was recently charged with three felony counts of insurance fraud, presenting false information, and three felony counts of forgery, all Class Ds. And 64-year-old Jay Wickey of Sergeant Bluff was charged following an investigation by the Fraud Bureau's and Iowa Insurance Division that was begun in February of this year. It's alleged that Wickey submitted multiple fraudulent insurance claims to different insurance companies seeking payments he was not entitled to. On December 18th, a warrant was issued for Wickey's arrest, and on the 21st, he was taken into custody by the Sergeant Bluff Police Department and booked into the Woodbury County Jail. Wickey later posted a $5,000 bond and was released. His trial will be set for a future date. If you have information about insurance fraud, you're encouraged to contact the Iowa Insurance Division's Fraud Bureau at 515-242-5304. Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley, a Republican, has nominated 50 Iowa students to be considered for appointments to the U.S. service academies. Each year, Grassley has the opportunity, as a U.S. Senator, to nominate either current or future high school graduates for a select few service academy placements. The U.S. Air Force Academy, U.S. Military Academy, and U.S. Naval Academy all select at least one qualified student from Grassley's nominations. The U.S. Merchant Marine Academy makes selections to in proportion to state's representation in Congress. Now, the senator encourages Iowa students to consider applying to more than one service academy due to the highly competitive nature of admissions. Iowa members serving in the U.S. House of Representatives make nominations in addition to both of Iowa's U.S. senators. Students may receive more than one nomination. Students interested in academy appointments should begin the application process in the spring of their junior year of high school. Early application is encouraged. The academies select students based on the number of vacancies available for the next school year. Now, traditionally, the high quality of Iowa nominees results in several Iowa students being offered admission to attend each of the service academies. Those students then choose whether they attend the academy. And among the 2020 and 2021 nominees appointed locally to the U.S. Air Force Academy is Anthony Cordes of Avoca, Jacob Horaski from Trainer, Jacob James of Council Bluffs, and Connor Pickinky of Erling. Finally, in area news, Democrat Amy Klobuchar said she will become the first major 2020 candidate to have visited all 99 Iowa counties after stops scheduled for Friday in the leadoff caucus state. The Minnesota senator is arguing that she's the best candidate to take on President Trump in 2020 because she has a history of winning across her home state, including in Republican areas, by going to places where Democrats don't typically campaign. Klobuchar wrapped up a four-day bus tour yesterday that made stops in 27 counties. She'll return Friday to complete the statewide tour with stops in three northwestern Iowa counties. The news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Call 641-745-5253. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.